whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Hello everyone, welcome to Company Break. Today we have a very unique program for you because it's a nonprofit organization that has come in. I believe it's the first one that we have done a nonprofit on this show. And today the Artist Cooperative Gallery of Westerly is here. Most of the town of Westerly is here in the studio. And we're going to introduce them, and starting off with the person that you hear on the radio all the time, and we always get a lot of compliments from this young lady's voice. Kalini Cannon is here. Welcome, Kalini.
Thanks, Mike. We're happy to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And one thing that I'd like to know, Kalini, is for years you've been coming in and doing the commercials for the gallery, and as I mentioned, a lot of people comment on your voice and how clear and distinct it is. What we'd like to know is, what's your official job at the gallery? Are you the spokesperson?
Well, we don't officially have a spokesperson, but I do the radio spots. And
you're the voice, right?
I'm the voice, and I am the chair of the committee that does the publicity and the marketing for the gallery. It's a large group of talented people, and I'm just part of it, but...
Great.
That's
right,
my role.
You're the marketing person. That's a good reason to be doing the speaking, so you're the voice. And now maybe we have the face coming up next of the organization. And that's the president is here, Oliver LaBraz. Welcome, Oliver.
Thank you, Mike. Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. And we're going to find out everything you ever wanted to know about the Artist Cooperative Gallery of Westerly. And Oliver, as president... probably a very high salaried position, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. And we also have a reserved parking spot in the back of the gallery.
There are perks to being president. Now, the gallery has been around for about how long, would you say, Oliver?
The gallery has been in existence for about 23 years.
And how long have you been involved?
I have been involved with the gallery for the last 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes, we tried to bring about some changes to the gallery and make it more friendly. So, like now, we're open like until 7 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people come, hang out at the gallery, meet their friends so that they're going to go to dinner down the street, and they meet at the gallery. So it's a good place to, you know, meet people, come see the art.
So people can come in anytime, up until 7 o'clock in the evening, look around, find out what's going on. Lots of shows. I know, Kalini, you're always talking about different shows that come in, and we will eventually, during this program, have an opportunity to talk to Diana Sauter. And she is the, let's see if I get her title right, the Visiting Artist Committee Chairperson. And Diana, I'm getting a thumbs up, so we'll talk to Diana a little while. And we also have today an artist that they have brought in that's going to be featured in one of the shows. We'll find out more about her and when that show is going to be. Jan Doyle is here, so welcome to you, Jan, sitting over in the corner. And then we have the entire town of Westerly and the Peanut Gallery, and there they are. They're all back there, and you never know when every once in a while they might just, you know, they start clapping and you know, and being excited. All right. So, let's see. Back to you, Kalini, and let's find out about the gallery itself now is located where?
We're at 7 Canal Street in the old Montgomery Ward building. We have a big, beautiful space, and we're right next to the United Theater Complex, which is in the process of being restored. Right now, it'll be a performing arts center, and we're excited to be
part of that whole thing going on. Now, that's not far away from the train station, right around the corner, right?
Right, and we're right in the middle of several restaurants, so as Oliver said, people can come see a show, get some great food, and, you know, it's a great little downtown area that's
a good meeting place.
Yeah, yep.
Good meeting place. Now, let's talk about the art itself. How many artists are involved, would you say? Oliver, can you handle that question?
Absolutely. We have around 44 artists that are members. Those are members that have been juried in to the gallery. So they have submitted 5 pieces of artwork, and this allows us to maintain a very good quality.
It keeps things going, right? It's a matter of deciding who's going to be in, who's not going to be quite good enough at this time. Is that the way that works?
Right. So people that get accepted are become members of the gallery, or members of the co-op. They become active members. They have to participate on committees. One committee and a couple of show committees, so they're part of the hanging team and the people that put the art on the wall.
So of the 44 people, everybody does something at
everybody,
one point.
Everybody has to do something, absolutely.
Can't just be a member and hang out and say, I'm a member, but don't do anything.
Well, we do have one membership category for that kind of member. Adjunct members do have to be juried in. They do get to hang at every show, just like regular members. They do not have to be or to participate in committee activities. Aside from the fund committee organizes fund events, and they're invited to join, as are all members of the gallery. So in the membership categories, we have regular members, juried people. Every member is juried, except for associate memberships.
All right, so there's different levels of memberships. In other words, we've talked about associate members, we've talked about active members. Are there any others? Can I be a donor? Can I just give you money and get a pin or something?
Absolutely, Mike. All contributions are welcome. As you know, the gallery is a non-for-profit. Every member in the gallery works to help the gallery make it what it is.
Mm-hmm. So everybody participates, as we mentioned before, that there's always a job for everyone. Kalini's in the marketing area, but you must have people that are involved in, as you mentioned, hanging the shows, getting the... You mentioned a fun committee. That sounds like something I'd like. A fun committee. Is that the actual title of the group?
That is. So that committee is in charge of providing members of the co-op, organizing events that they can participate in. So we've done the gallery night in Providence. We've done potluck dinners. We had a dinner in the gallery. So
yeah, you've also done things to help raise funds. Like I know that every year you have a silent auction and a sale within the gallery, and I've had the privilege of coming down a few times and help out with the auction part, a live auction part of that night, and that's always a lot of fun, and that helps keep the gallery going, sustaining it, correct?
That's right.
Now, I have a question that most people would ask a gallery like this, a nonprofit gallery. Okay, so I go in and I want to buy a painting. I see something that someone has done and I like it, and I spend $500 for that, whatever that is. Now, does the gallery get a portion of that, or does that all go to the artist?
That all goes to the artist.
Okay. So it's not like, you know, a commission type of thing or something like that. So that's why it's a great nonprofit group. You know that all that money is going to that artist and whatever, you know, whatever the price is then, right?
Absolutely. Membership dues and the contributions that donors such as yourself, Mike, mm-hmm. make, whether it's in dollar amounts or
in time of just helping
or bartering. Right. Absolutely. Everything is done by people for the sake of the arts.
All right. Great. Kalini, let's talk a little bit about the kind of art that's involved in the gallery. It's not just oil paintings or watercolors or traditional paintings. That you have ceramics, you have weaving things, lots of different things, right?
Right, lots of different things with 44 members and visiting artists and local groups of different kinds coming in. We really cover a huge spectrum of art. There's sculpture too, all different kinds of sculpture. We have a new sculptor, a young woman who sculpts pretty much out of anything, right? From ceramic to...
She does papier-mâchés and some beautiful dolls. And what are those made out of? They're like a clay. I'm not really sure what they're made. They're just wonderful.
Well, that's good, because people have to go in and find out for themselves. See, that's the whole idea of this. That we'll get people aware of the gallery. We'll get them to stop by there and go in and check these things out. So we have dolls. We have sculptures. We have weaving things. Jewelry also?
Jewelry, yes. We have lots of talented jewelry artists. Mm-hmm. We have ceramic, hollow stoneware beads with precious metal clay sculpture on them, a wide variety of things.
Great. So that's why people have to go there and find out what's new. Now, let's before we take our first break, let's just talk a little bit about the upcoming show that is going to start this week. The show always opens on Friday night, so that'll be this coming Friday. Is that the way it normally works? Shows open Friday, or is there a preview, or what goes on there?
We generally open on the first Friday of the month, occasionally because of a holiday.
This year that didn't happen because New Year's was just a couple days ago.
Right.
Right. So next Friday will be the opening.
Right. It'll be Friday the 9th this month, but for the rest of the year it will be the first Friday that the opening reception is on from 5 to 8, first Friday night.
Now you say opening reception, does that mean free food?
Absolutely.
Of course.
All right. Well, see, now there's a reason. Free food and drink. I mean, Diana's giving me the drink symbol over in the corner. A little wine, maybe, or what?
Yes, a little bit of wine. We have a local restaurant, Perks and Corks. They help us by donating to us the wine for our shows and openings.
And what's going to, on Friday, January 9th at 5 to 8 p.m. is the opening reception. And that's going to be featuring what this time?
So this time we're going to have a tattoo show.
A tattoo show?
Absolutely. Tattoo as arts.
Hmm.
So if you think of the fine arts and as artists, we get to take a piece of paper or a canvas, some kind of a board, and with our medium we paint, we explore, we create, and very often you turn around and you look at what you've created and it's not, let's say, up to par.
Mm-hmm.
So we have another book, another piece of paper, another canvas. It's, you know.
Right.
But
it's easy to start over.
It's easy to start over. And the one of the tattoo artists said something very poignant to me the other day. He said what he gets out of the art, and his life is pretty amazing. This is not what he went into the world to do. But this is what he does now. He does tattoos. And so Brian said, I get to give them a piece of myself and my art that instead of hanging on their wall, they get to carry with themselves for the rest of their lives.
Hmm.
And it's so interesting.
Yeah.
So the styles are so varied. You have the original Sailor Ed's type of tattoos, where you might have a Polynesian girl or, you know, some kind of an image like this, to some of the super realistic tattoos, such as Brian, who did, I think on our advertising, we have the face of Einstein.
Hmm.
And it's a better picture than I could draw.
Oh, there you go.
Absolutely.
So I have seen some amazing tattoo art. I know a few months ago there was a tattoo convention at the Providence Convention Center, Rhode Island Convention Center in downtown Providence, and I was there performing with my quartet upstairs, and then downstairs were all these people that were there for the tattoo convention. It was great, and it was not what people normally expect. I know there was all kinds of people from different walks of life. It wasn't the Hollywood scripted person that you would think is going to walk in there looking for tattoos. I'm sure that's going to be what they're going to find if they check out this show. There'll be all kinds of things there.
That's right. I don't believe that tattoos and people who wear tattoos are stereotyped in any ways, or shouldn't be stereotyped in any ways. I think that a lot of people have tattoos, and they have them for various reasons,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's emotional, whether it's part of their experience in life. And so the reasons, the types, the styles, they're infinite. So this is a great show to find out about where the art comes from, the way a tattoo is created.
Mm-hmm.
So from the conception of an idea, all the way to having the finished product that somebody is wearing till they die, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So. Well, that sounds very interesting, and we're going to want to check that out. And that's going to run starting January 9th, and the opening reception is Friday night, 5 to 8 p.m., and that's 7 Canal Street in downtown Westerly. And if you'd like information, you can call the phone number, which is 596-2221, and that's area code 401, of course. And, Cleanie, there's a website they can go to also, right?
Right. It's westerlyarts.com is the website. And just to, excuse me, and just to add one more thing, there'll be 8 tattoo artists whose work will be on display at the show. So there'll really be a wide variety of tattoos and artists from all different kinds of backgrounds. So it should be fascinating.
Excellent. Well, we will continue with the Artist Cooperative Gallery of Westerly after a short break. And we'll get to talk to Jan Doyle and Diana and right after the break and find out what's going to be coming down the road after the tattoo show. But right now, we'll take a short break, and then we'll be back with more. We are back on the Company Break program. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with members of the Artist Cooperative Gallery of Westerly, finding out about all the workings of the gallery. It's located on 7 Canal Street in beautiful downtown Westerly, not too far from the train station, right in the heart of everything that's happening. And the phone number there, if you'd like information, is 401-596-2221. And Kalinie Cannon is here. Kalinie is the spokesperson for the organization. She's the one that does those great commercials that run all the time on WCRI and have been running for quite a while now, several years, I think. We're getting towards 3 years, I believe. I think, is that right, Kalinie?
I think so.
Yeah, you're supposed to keep track of these things. I'm not the one that's supposed to keep track of that. Now, let's find out a little bit about the gallery itself and what is the mission of the gallery as such.
Well, we're a nonprofit arts organization, and we're dedicated to supporting and nurturing the visual arts in our area, which is the greater Westerly Pawcatuck area. We do this by trying to increase awareness and appreciation of the visual arts. And a couple of the ways we do this are inviting community groups to show at the gallery. We have our visiting arts committee, which Diana can talk about in a little bit. But we also have a backroom art gallery. And
is there like a secret password to get in that backroom gallery? Do they knock on the door or anything? Or is it
just a handshake?
It's open to everybody, right? It's not...
Right, it is. We invite community groups of all kinds.
Because you were getting pretty serious there for a while. You were focused, you were really serious, and I just thought I would interrupt you so you didn't, get out of that. All right, so the backroom gallery, that's where we left off, right?
Right. Well, in our backroom art gallery, we share the work of community groups like the Westerly and Stonington Senior Centers. They have painting classes, the Westerly Schools, the Pine Point School, work done in painting classes held at local community centers, and a variety of different things. And we also teach art, too. Part of our mission is to teach, so we have a brand new classroom where we hold classes in a variety of different types of things, painting, drawing. We host Friday night life drawing sessions in the gallery where anyone can come in, pick up a pencil or a paintbrush, and try something new. Oliver leads those sessions. There's information on the website about that. And in general, we host a lot of different types of events, from the visiting artists. We have a juried regional show each year that's open to artists from all over the region. It's a juried show. We also hold poetry readings and book signings and concerts and special events, and a lot of interesting things.
That's a lot of stuff going on in that small building, and it's something that's been going for quite a while. If you haven't discovered the gallery yet, you should do so. It's a great place to visit. As we mentioned in that first segment, if you're just meeting people downtown, it's a great place to meet, and there's always an artist or two that's part of the association in the room, correct? So they can answer questions. Is that not the way that works?
Right. There's since it's run by the artists. There are always artists about.
So you could find famous people there and get autographs and have pictures taken with them, do a selfie or something like that. And if you're really lucky, you might find Collini on duty some night, and then you could, you know, get her to autograph something for you. That would be pretty special. Diana, you're in the hot seat now. We've removed Oliver, and before you start, Diana, we really want to know. I know the audience at home is trying to figure out. Oliver doesn't sound like he's from Westerly. He doesn't have a Westerly accent. He has some other kind of accent. Where do you think he's from? Well, now she's just looking. She doesn't know how to answer that question.
I don't know how to answer that question.
All right.
He's from Pawcatuck.
It's a Pawcatuck accent. Connecticut people. Those Connecticut people, you know, they always have that slight difference. Diana, you have an interesting title. You're the Visiting Artist Committee Chairperson, and that means you assemble who's going to be coming in next. Is that part of your function, I would think?
What happens with the Visiting Artist Committee is we invite different groups to share our space in the month of February. We've set February aside as the month where we have special exhibits. And in listening to Collini, I guess I would say that the Visiting Artist Committee endeavors to expand the mission of our group by inviting artists and musicians. And in this next month or in February, we're going to have weavers and all kinds of art to expose the greater arts community to different artistic talent.
Now, when you're the chairperson, that must mean there's other people on the committee, right? Is there two others, one other, six others?
Yeah, I'm actually the co-chair with our artist member, Diane Brown. And we have several other members who bring lots of creative ideas to the table. Sadie DeVore, Patty Nunes, and Robin Halpern-Ruder.
Yeah, don't forget anyone now, because somebody's going to be really upset if the name
doesn't get
mentioned.
Thank you, Mike, for putting me on the spot like that.
All right. You know, this might be a great way to introduce our special guest that's come today. So, Diana, if you'll do the honors of introducing Jan, give us a little bit about her background.
It's my pleasure to introduce Jan Doyle, who will be exhibiting with us in February at the Co-op. Jan is a master weaver. She is an artistic director and co-founder of the Carolina Fiber and Fiction Center in Richmond, Rhode Island. She also teaches textile in the textile department of the University of Rhode Island, where she developed and facilitates the university's Master Weaver Certificate Program. That said, her work is spectacular, so again, we're happy to have Jan and her students coming to join us in February.
Excellent. Jan, welcome to the program, and congratulations on all that wonderful work it seems like you've been doing.
Thank you. That nickel went a long way, Diane.
That's right. So you do spend time at the University of Rhode Island also?
Yes, I'm an adjunct there and in the textile department where I teach weaving.
Teach weaving at URI, all right. And how long have you been? You live in Richmond area now?
I live in South Kingstown.
South Kingstown, okay.
But the Carolina Fiber and Fiction Center is the old Octagon House in Carolina.
Okay.
So I spend a lot of time there.
And have you been in Rhode Island most of your life?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Hatched in Providence and stayed here all my life.
Excellent. So you and I are true Rhode Islanders, unlike some of these other people that work their way in here. All right. But when you decide on something as unusual, if I might say, you're not a baker or a candlestick maker, you're a weaver. And for most people, that would be something that's long gone, an art form that's a little more ancient. But you spend a lot of time at this and very successful at it. And now you're even teaching it at URI, so it must be alive again.
It's never really gone away because we still all wear cloth and someone's doing the weaving to some extent. There is a resurgence in the interest of it. And since looms now, home looms especially, can be computerized, the design capabilities are a lot more than they were even 20 years ago. So its art form has been pushed, you know, exponentially in the last couple of years.
Right. So it's Because I think when most people think of weaving, they think of that old picture of someone sitting with a spinning wheel, which isn't even weaving, right?
But you have to get the thread from somewhere. Okay, so somebody there you go. And we do teach spinning as well at the
Really? All right.
So, by the studio.
So now you're going to be having the show in February.
Correct.
And it's going to be yourself, some of your work, and some of your students as well?
There'll be a sort of retrospective of my work and then the current work of my students at the Carolina Fiber and Fiction. And most of those students are in a master-driven program, so they're at some level going towards their master certificate. Pretty phenomenal students.
Sounds excellent. Can't wait. So that's going to be the February show, and that opening will be the first Friday night in February. And are you going to be there that night?
I'll be there mostly every Sunday.
Okay.
And that Friday night. And
so you're going to get to pour the wine and stuff and all
I
the
hope
goodies.
So.
All
right. And then we'll have a demo on
Sunday, February 22nd,
and we'll drag a loom in there and answer any questions people may have about the actual process of weaving.
Well, it sounds very interesting, and I look forward to a lot of people being able to go down there and check that out. That's going to be a great time. So it's the 22nd of February, is that what you said?
Sunday of the 22nd, and Jan, and I'm assuming maybe some of your students will be present?
Yes.
All right, so Jan and students, and again, that'll be Sunday afternoon, February 22nd. Okay, we'll look forward to that. Jan, thanks for coming in. You haven't had a chance to say too much today, but it was nice to meet you, and I look forward to having you as part of the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and I'm excited about the show.
We're all excited to have Jan come and visit us in February.
Excellent. Diana, I understand there's a very special event coming up. Tell us about that.
Well, also in the month of February, we'll have the Bohemian Quartet do a live performance in the gallery.
Oh, so music comes to the gallery.
Music comes to the gallery, and they're a very exciting group formed by violinist Stan Renard. And the group was assembled with the idea of preserving the tradition of classical gypsy music. So, as they say, come and let your inner gypsy...
All right. That'll be
great. Unleash your inner gypsy, I should say.
Unleash your inner gypsy. That's hard to say five times fast. Oliver, we've had a lot of information dispersed today about things coming up and what all the things are going to be happening. You have to buy tickets for that event, right?
You do have to purchase the tickets for the Bohemian Quartet ahead of time. And the website, Diane...
The tickets are $20 and by reservation only with limited seating. So to get your tickets for this very special event, you can email bohemianquartet@gmail.com or call 603-203-7137.
All right. And I would presume that when it gets close, there'll be information about that on your website.
Correct.
About how to attend and so forth. But
yes.
Don't wait too long because the tickets could be sold out. They can't fit more than 1,000 people in that room.
That's right. We limit it to 975. there's probably, as I said, limited seating.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very intimate venue for them to perform. And we packed the house last year with about 50 people. So get your tickets.
All right. Well, we're drawing close to the end of our time here, and Oliver, I want to thank you so much for coming in and being part of a great organization that is part of the fabric of the area, the Artist Cooperative Gallery of Westerly, and just to remind you one more time, they're located at 7 Canal Street in downtown Westerly. The phone number is 401-596-2221, and information available online at westerlyarts.com. Oliver, thanks so much for coming in.
Well, Mike, thank you for having us and for helping us out. And, you know, to everybody out there, it's important to support the living artists because the dead ones, they don't need it.
All right. Kalini, nice to see you again, and thanks for bringing all these people with you.
Well, thanks for having us, and we appreciate it.
Excellent.
So if you love art, people out there, if you're an artist or if you want to become one, come to one of our shows. Come to the Inked Up show in January, our tattoo show. Come to our February show with, it's called Fabric and Fashion Forward with Jan Doyle and her weaving students and spinners. Check out our website, join as a member, or come take a class. We'd love to see you. Thanks a lot.
All right. So that's the Artist Cooperative Gallery of Westerly. And to all of you, we'll see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart. Tune up and start to whistle while you work.